With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. A public meeting is planned for tonight in Albuquerque on the proposal to build a storage site for the nation's nuclear power plant waste. John Heaton is the former New Mexico lawmaker and Republican from southeastern New Mexico. His coalition of business people in Lee and Eddy counties came up with the idea of bringing spent nuclear fuel to the state on special trains. He told legislators at the Roundhouse last week that it would help the region build its economy.
We think there are about 240 jobs, construction jobs, operational jobs. Construction will go on for 10 years. You asked the question, Mr. Chairman, about what do we do about the cars and the casks themselves. It makes sense that that's the place all of them will be coming. So that's where the maintenance of the cars and the casks should actually occur. There will be 10,000 of these silos built. We expect that to employ a lot of welders and fabricators in our area.
Heaton says his group chose Holtec International for the project because of their safety record and the company's plan to bury tens of thousands of tons of nuclear waste underground, like other private companies are doing.
There are 64 or 66 interim storage sites in the United States, all run by the private sector.
Heaton also said Holtec has agreed to share part of their gross profits with the state. He wouldn't say how much, but it's money he said should go into roads. Legislators on the Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee gave Heaton's plan a cool reception, asking why New Mexico should accept the remains of nuclear power plant waste that wasn't created here. New Mexicans will have a chance to weigh in on the plan tonight, starting at 5 at the Crown Plaza Hotel. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.